It was one of those December days in St. Paul when you realize there's nothing standing between you and the Arctic Circle but some barns and silos. It was cold and winter hadn't even gotten warmed up yet. It was still in rehearsal. I've been hoping to go to New York City and escape from Christmas at my sister Georgina's, but I couldn't seem to come up with a client to pay for it. And just then... Yeah, who's there?
I'm looking for a Guy Noir.
You're not fundraising for public radio, are you? Huh?
No, I'm not.
You sure?
Positive.
Let me hear you say, if you value the programming, we bring you day in and day out. Let me hear you say that.
If you value the what?
Never mind. You're correct. Come on in. Come on in. Oh, my. You're not in public broadcasting of any kind, are you? She was a tall woman. It took a long time to look at her, and it was worth the effort. I looked at her twice just to make sure I didn't miss any details. What can I do for you, ma'am?
I need a private detective, Mr. Noir.
New York, right? New York.
Yes, how could you tell?
I could tell by the very slight scratches on the insides, the insteps of your shoes, which you get from climbing in and out of taxicabs. That and the Zabar shopping bag.
Oh. You are good. My name is Constance Duke, Mr. Noir.
The Constance Duke, the editor of Beau Monde magazine, the fashion arbiter for New York Cafe Society?
Yes, that's me.
Aha. Well.
Do you mind if I smoke a cigarette?
Not at all, Miss Duke. Here.
Thanks.
So what brings you out to the Midwest, Miss Duke? Don't tell me that bib overalls are the next new thing, huh? Or are they?
They might be.
Okay.
I left New York because I've been sickened by the obsessive struggle for money and fame and parking space. Mm. You struggle and connive and maneuver and you get the big corner office and every designer in New York is at your feet and 3 times a week you go to your therapist and cry your eyes out.
So you came here searching for the meaning of life, huh, sister?
Well, I went to my first Lutheran church supper last week, Mr.
Noir.
I ate my first jello salad with mandarin oranges, sliced bananas, and green grapes. I drank my first non-Starbucks coffee.
Oh.
Percolated coffee, yes. Mr. Noir. Uh-huh. And I listened to wonderful people talking and people actually listening to each other.
Well, that's great. That's wonderful. I'm happy for you. You need somebody to look after your New York apartment while you're out here on your listening tour?
No, thanks.
Huh?
No.
I could water your plants, you know, walk your wolfhound?
No, thanks.
My rates are low. Airfare, $100 a day.
That's not why I came.
Okay, bus fare and $50 a day.
Thanks. But no.
Okay. What can I do for you, Miss Duke?
I met a man.
Oh, boy.
A wonderful man, and I fell in love with him.
Oh, dear. At the church supper, huh?
Yes. His name was Wendell.
Oh.
Wendell Lofgren.
Ooh, Swedish.
He wasn't wearing a wedding ring.
And you liked him?
Oh, I did. Mm. I found him very, very attractive in a way I can't quite explain.
No, I'm sure not. And did he ask you out on a date?
We went to breakfast at a pancake house.
And did you tell him that you found him attractive?
I did.
Mm-hmm. What did he say?
He asked me if I liked to fish.
Ooh. In Minnesota, some places, that's considered a wedding proposal.
Then why hasn't he called me, Mr. Noir? It's been 5 days, no word, nothing.
What does he do for a living, Miss Duke?
He's a producer.
What, a Hollywood guy at a Lutheran church supper?
A milk producer.
Oh. Right.
Milk comes from cows, right?
Most of it, yes.
He's a cow owner.
Dairy farmer, we call him out
here.
Oh,
I see.
Anyway.
Whatever.
Yeah.
There was something so friendly and honest about him. I want you to find him, Mr. Noir. And find out if he's attracted to me, and find out if he's willing to move to New York.
Miss Duke, let me give you a warning here just up front, if I may.
Please.
When it comes to finding single men in Minnesota, the odds are good, but the goods are odd. You know what I mean? I mean, I don't know if you've ever met Norwegian bachelor farmers, Miss Duke, but you know, whatever you get from them, it's not companionship.
Really?
I headed over to the five spot to tell Jimmy about this. I walk in and...